Should someone who works at a museum have the right to wear a Palestinian keffiyeh? What about a Palestinian flag pin or an Israeli flag pin? Controversy over these questions has led to recent firings and resignations at two cultural institutions in New York for staff who expressed solidarity with Palestinian suffering. NPR's Neda Ulabi reports.
The keffiyeh is the patterned scarf people around the world wear to symbolize solidarity with Palestinian people. There were plenty on display during a recent protest at the Noguchi Museum in Queens.
Palestine will rise in time.
Here's what happened. Three employees at the museum were fired for wearing keffiyehs. They had been wearing the scarves for months, but just a few weeks ago, the museum changed its policy to ban what it called political dress.
Standing up for humanity is not political to me.
Trisana Abbott is one of the three employees who kept on wearing a keffiyeh and lost their job. The Noguchi Museum sent a statement saying that, quote, "While we understand that the intention behind wearing this garment was to express personal views, we recognize that such expressions can unintentionally alienate segments of our diverse visitorship." It also said museum officials discussed with staff its duty as a public cultural institution to be welcoming to all. Nearby in Manhattan, six employees left another institution, the 92nd Street Y, because of a rule instituted in July against expressing political and social views at work. The Y statement to NPR also emphasized making visitors feel welcomed. It said, quote, "This policy is not about Israel or Palestine. It is a broad policy meant to address political advocacy of any kind in a highly polarized environment." Amy Werbel is a professor who studies art and free expression. She says these cultural institutions are exactly where people should be able to welcome challenge and difficult conversations.
If we just give in to the idea that we are going to censor our way out of this, we are really doing so much damage to the possibility for finding common ground.
Neda Ulabi, NPR News.